Josh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. This is day 30 of the federal government shutdown. Some air traffic controllers are having to go to food banks to feed their families, and SNAP food assistance will run out of money starting on Saturday. ABC's Jay O'Brien's at the Capitol.
The White House has now announced a plan to cover paychecks for U.S. troops coming due tomorrow, but tensions still flaring on the Senate floor over that critical federal food assistance that's set to expire in just 2 days. John Thune, the top Republican in the Senate, shouting at Democrats as he blocked a bill that would fund SNAP food assistance during the shutdown. Instead, Thune calling on Democrats to vote to reopen the government.
President Trump said overnight he had reached a trade deal with China. Now the president's on his way back from his Asia trip. Drug maker Eli Lilly says its top-selling weight loss and diabetes drugs Mounjaro and Zepbound brought in more than $10 billion combined during the third quarter. That made up more than half the company's $17 billion total sales. This is ABC News.
From Oshkosh City Hall to Madison, stay informed with the Civic Media Radio Network's news team. Real news, great conversation. For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Finally, leaders can begin overhauling Wisconsin's prisons, which includes closing the state's second oldest prison built in 1898, Green Bay Correctional Institution. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
On both sides of the aisle, leaders have long debated what to do about our overcrowded prisons and troubled youth facilities. Governor Tony Evers' plan in his budget would have included $500 million to get things done faster, but the legislature removed his plans. In a meeting of the State Building Commission Tuesday, leaders voted unanimously to release $15 million to begin planning. Here's the governor.
Basically, this is to release the money so that we can finally get this project going. Simple as that.
This is the baby step of baby steps. Eventually, the goal is to close the old Green Bay Correctional and close Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake Youth Institutions once they build alternatives in Madison and Milwaukee. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Wisconsin could have its own state microbe. Isabella Nieto reports.
A bill proposed in Madison would add a type of bacterium to the list of official state symbols, like the state flower, state fish, and state soil. Lactococcus lactis is a bacterium used in cheesemaking, including cheddar, camembert, roquefort, and colby, which lawmakers have previously tried to make the state cheese. A plant pathologist at UW-Madison says Wisconsin has a, quote, microbial economy, and in addition to cheese, the growth of alfalfa, digestion of hay by cows, beer, sauerkraut, and bread are all products of microbial processes. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.fm.
The Packers prepare for the Panthers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers host the Carolina Panthers Sunday at noon. Green Bay will wear their 1923 throwback jerseys. Jordan Love named the NFC Offensive Player of the Week for his performance against the Steelers. College hoops, the Wisconsin Badgers over the UW-Platteville Pioneers, 69-53 in a charity exhibition. The Badgers getting off to a slow start, shooting, giving up turnovers. Greg Gard.
Yeah, the turnovers will break down, but I was happy with how we turned up the defensive pressure late in the first half.
The Bucks at home for a big one against Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors tonight. Baseball, the Minnesota Twins have hired Derek Shelton as their new manager. Shelton had been the bench coach there before taking over as the Pirates manager 5 years ago. The Blue Jays winning Game 5 of the World Series, 6-1. Game 6 tomorrow night in Toronto. The Blue Jays lead the Dodgers 3-2. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Don't miss any of the stories that impact your life. Catch WISS's News Roundup in podcast form. Go to WISS.fm to subscribe.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price for your Thursday afternoon. Look for a mix of clouds and sunshine, a light north breeze with highs in the low to mid 50s. Overnight, mostly cloudy skies, mid and upper 30s. Halloween, partly sunny skies, lower 50s. Some rain in the afternoon. Right now, it's 40.
Listen to the Civic Media exclusive podcast, Busted Pencils.
I mean, that comes naturally for me, Jacob, as a blue-collar scholar. I really love knowing, hey, what are the skills I need to complete the job?
and how can I be the very best? I really think that we owe it to the next generation. And I don't even mean just young people, but anybody thinking about, hey, I'm going to change my career pathway. I think we owe it to them to say, well, here are the experts in your industry.
Subscribe to Busted Pencils wherever you listen to podcasts.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Dr. Kristen Lierley.
She's a chef, a bartender, and a state rep, calling herself the wild card in Wisconsin's governor race. Meet Francesca Hong.
The Dr. Kristen Lierley Show, Saturdays and Sundays at noon. Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS. This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Thursday. We got a big day today. Yesterday we had no guests at all, as is usually the case. Today we have three in our first hour, and you can queue up if you want to get in line to ask a question. Representative Pramila Jayapal will be with us in just a moment. She was the most recent chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, the former chair emerita. She is on the House Judiciary Committee, House Foreign Affairs, House Budget, etc. We'll get to all that in just a moment. 202-808-9925, by the way, is our phone number if you'd like to ask her a question. She'll be with us for the whole hour for a progressive town hall meeting. In the second hour of our program, Phil Itner, the war correspondent, is going to be reporting live to us, with us, from Ukraine, from Kyiv, Ukraine. And in the third hour of our program, the former chief of staff for the Department of Homeland Security will be with us, Miles Taylor, about how the White House is secretly assembling a revenge cell complete with spies and cops for Trump and for those people, you know, against those people that Donald Trump has apparently identified as his enemies. What can be done about that? We'll talk with Miles Taylor and Maria Farland Sanchez Moreno about that. So to begin, Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal represents the 7th District of the State of Washington. She's on the House Judiciary, Foreign Affairs, Budget Committees, former chair of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. Jayapal, J-A-Y-A-P-A-L, .house.gov is her website. Pramila Jayapal, P-R-A-M-I-L-A, J-A-Y-A-P-A-L, on Blue Sky. Representative Jayapal, it's great having you back with us. Thanks so much for joining us. I'm curious what's on the top of your mind today.
Yeah, well, Tom, it's always great to be with you. Thank you for your incredible show. Look, I think there's so many things that are top of mind, but I'll just pick two. One is the shutdown and the slashing of SNAP. And the refusal by the administration to fund basic food for 42 million Americans. That deadline is November 1st. We are on the 30th day of the shutdown. And let me see. I think we're on the 41st day that Mike Johnson has refused to call us back into the House to negotiate an end to this and to make sure we save health care for Americans. The second is just immigration and the violent assault on American cities by Trump, by Kristi Noem, by Dan Bovino, who's the head of Customs and Border Protection. I was just in Chicago last week holding a shadow hearing on what's happening in Chicago. We had 19 members of Congress from all over the country. And I think the lawlessness and the mass deportation strategy, the kidnapping, and disappearing of people in our communities right before our very eyes is another thing that's top of mind for me. And I could go on with a long list, but I'm sure we'll cover them in your show.
Yeah, that's extraordinary. If you could send me or Sean, you know, whoever's email is easiest for you to grab hold of, the information about your shadow hearing, I'd like to do a little reporting and maybe write up something about that. That's important stuff. This morning on Joe Scarborough's Joe's show, you know, Morning Joe on MSNBC. John Heilman, you know, the reporter, I think he's with Axios, I'm not sure who he's with now, but laid out a scenario that was rather troubling. He argued, and these are my words, not his, but this is the essence of what he said. I think I'm clearly representing what he said, that Donald Trump and Stephen Miller are ordering extreme and brutal tactics from ICE and Customs and Border Patrol in the hope of provoking a violent response in one of these cities so that they can use that violent response to declare a national emergency and invoke the Insurrection Act so that they can use that, now that they're creating these rapid response forces among the National Guard in all 50 states, so that they can use that in 3 years to suspend the 2028 elections. And he said, John Heilman said that he has heard from several Democratic governors and members of Congress that's actually a legitimate concern. That shocked me. I'm curious your thoughts.
Yeah, I think it is absolutely a legitimate concern because, of course, these are things that were laid out in Project 2025. And if you look at just Chicago as an example, you have the head of Customs and Border Protection throwing a tear gas canister into a crowd of peaceful protesters against a judge's order that had previously been there at the time, saying you can't use tear gas in crowds of peaceful protesters. And so I do think that, you know, and the judge actually brought Bovino in front of her. It's all being contested right now, but, you know, essentially ordered him to report to her every day at 4 o'clock in the courtroom because she doesn't trust that he's following the orders. So I do think that what was laid out in Project 2025 and what the Trump administration is following is this plan of how to continually expand the limits of power, make it possible for people to see that in action and not be able to fight back and then be able to use it again at these critical moments like the election.
Yeah, it's shocking stuff. Well, shall we pick up some phone calls? We've got calls now from all across the country, literally from coast to coast. Ziggy in Oneonta, New York, you are on the air with Congresswoman Jayapal.
Yes. Good morning, Congresswoman. My question has to do with algorithms. It's something that Tom's going to talk about later in this show. But the billionaires are controlling the algorithms, which are controlling, through my thought, bots. And as long as they control that and use it with the Republican Party, it makes it very difficult for people to receive clear information. And I'm wondering, what can we do about it now? In 3 years, it may be too late to do something about it, because as long as the Republicans are in control, they're not going to do anything. And they need to be regulated, and we need to let people know that they're doing this to people. They're changing their mind. So what would you think about that?
Yeah, no, Ziggy, you're absolutely right. And, you know, in 2019, I was on the Judiciary Committee, on the Antitrust Committee, and we passed in a bipartisan way a whole set of bills that were designed to regulate these big tech companies and break them up, right? Break them up. And so we had Google, we had Mark Zuckerberg, we had everybody in front of us. And we passed these bills, and then it was, to be fair, it was a bipartisan coalition of Democrats and Republicans who refused to go ahead and pass them through the House floor, even though we passed them through committee. And so you're absolutely right that they are controlling the algorithms. And the way this works, for people who haven't been following it as closely as Ziggy, is they essentially target those algorithms to push the things that are most, that go most viral, that are most incendiary, not necessarily the things that are true. And as the tech billionaires who control these algorithms take over and decide that they're going to bend the knee to Donald Trump and they're just worried about their own pockets, what they're actually doing is pushing out Republican lies and talking points, falsehoods, are very, very detrimental. And people don't realize that's what's happening, but these algorithms are controlling everything, not just what information is getting out there, but also the price of housing. That's why under the Biden administration, the Department of Justice actually sued RealPage for essentially using algorithms to price fix and to drive rental prices higher and to drive people out of the market. So it is a real issue. We have a lot of actions that we're taking. The most recent one is that I formed what's called a Monopoly Busters Caucus in Congress. And we have been taking on these algorithms, antitrust issues, really all the ways in which billionaires are fixing the economy to pad their profits and to push out lies that affect, you know, that undermine our democracy.
That's great.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Representative Pramila Jayapal, Chair Emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, will be back taking your calls on our National Progressive Town Hall meeting in just a moment.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finished their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Come see why Green Thumb Alternatives in Oshkosh is where the grass is always greener. At 600 Ohio Street, you can smell before you buy and chat with a staff that actually knows their stuff and cares. Locally owned, with locally grown products, they've got everything from flowers and edibles to bath products, pet treats, and even snacks for the munchies. The quality, next level. The service, personal. The vibes, always welcoming. Call 920-385-0686 or hit greenthumbalt.com.
Tired of real estate agents who inflate prices? Looking for someone who truly understands the market and works for you? I'm Haley Newens with Berkshire Hathaway Water City Realty, and I prioritize honesty and fair pricing, and I know this market inside and out. I'm dedicated to the success of your housing goals, and I'm there with you every step of the way. Call me at 920-410-0296. And remember, I'm your go-to gal.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be a little tricky. So here at WISS, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WISS.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you've got an event to share, hit us up. Email info at WISS.fm. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
My name's John Driscoll, proud member of the Patriotic Millionaires. When I was CEO at CareCentrics, I doubled entry-level wages. The impact? Productivity went up, turnover went down, and the company was successful. When employees are off the clock, they're real consumers, the consumers that drive the economy with their spending. By paying employees a fair wage, we're actually helping out all of us in giving our economy the best chance to succeed. I'm John Driscoll, I'm a Patriotic Millionaire, and I approve this message.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation just announced the official start date for one of its biggest ever construction projects, the I-94 East-West Project, which will reconstruct and widen a 3.5-mile stretch of interstate highway in the city of Milwaukee and Milwaukee County. This is a massive project with an estimated cost of more than $1.7 billion. And with this official start date announced, also came estimates for how long this will take. Construction is expected to last until 2030. 43. At the Recombobulation Area, this project is something we've covered extensively, including with an award-winning four-part series called Expanding the Divide. It might be worth revisiting that series and considering how unnecessary and expensive an extra lane is, and how in southeastern Wisconsin, we're going to be dealing with construction and delays for the next 8 years in order to shave a few minutes off suburban commute times while the city streets and city problems go ignored once again.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Staples you'll actually want to wear on repeat, like 100% Mongolian cashmere from just $60, classic fit denim, and real leather and wool outerwear that looks sharp and holds up. By partnering directly with ethical factories and top artisans, Quince cuts out the middlemen to deliver premium quality at half the cost of similar brands. I have several sweaters from Quince, and I love them. They're affordable and fashionable and part of my go-to wardrobe. They've held up super well. And Quince has really become a go-to across the board. Louise has been checking out their bedding and travel accessories. Layer up this fall with pieces that feel as good as they look. Go to quince.com/Tom for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. It's now available in Canada, too. That's Quince, quince.com/Tom. Quince.com/Tom. Free shipping and 365-day returns. Great clothes, great accessories. Quince.com/Tom. Welcome back. Representative Pramila Jayapal taking your calls for the hour. Jim in Tampa, Florida. You're on the air with Representative Jayapal.
Yes, good day, y'all. There's two things, Representative. Thank you for appearing on the Hartman program. We really appreciate your time. One is a blatant disregard for the legislatures and red states deciding who the voters are really voting for. They're gonna turn this around and say, okay, you voted for Biden, but guess what? Trump is in, and stuff like that. Anyway, and the second one is I called Representative Schumer's office, and I asked them, why don't the Democrats parrot like Fox does? Reconciliation. They could open the government now. They could open it, and then they could own their big, beautiful bill. You all got to get on this thing. And everybody from Congressman Poken to you to Schumer to Hakeem, everybody should be saying one word. Not we're trying to help the people. We're trying to show the people reconciliation. They can do it. They're the ones that are starving you, not us.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. We are really concerned about the redistricting and gerrymandering. I don't know if that's what you're talking about, but that Republican states and governors are doing. And that is exactly why, basically they're trying to pick their voters instead of drawing districts that are fair and then having the voters have the say in what representative they choose and what the positions are that reflect the positions of the voters. And so right now, there's all kinds of horrific things happening, but gerrymandering by Republican states, I think, is one of the top ones. Now, we'll see in California, I think, and in other Democratic states, there is this Prop 50 is on the ballot on Tuesday. And I think it's super important that we pass that because we have to have tools to fight back. And the minute we get power back, we can make sure that there's no gerrymandering in any state. But it is important that we're doing what we're doing in California. So I hope anyone who's listening in California is ready to vote yes on Prop 50, because I think that's a very important answer. On the second thing, I think we are continuously saying Republicans are in power. They should open the government. They are in control and they need to govern. And we're going to stand up and fight for Americans.
And John Thune could, on a one-time basis, this has been done many times before. They've done it for Trump appointees and for judges. And on a one-time basis, he could suspend the filibuster and pass his continuing resolution. He just, and he's the head of the Republicans in the Senate. Is that not true?
Right. He's got all kinds of tools. And I've said before on this show, Tom, that I think the filibuster just sort of I think it's a problem because Republicans have gotten rid of it whenever they want. And then we get into power and we don't use it for the things that we want.
Exactly.
I think it just makes it much more clear that they are continuously using it. And then they put up this screen that too many Democrats in the Senate also agree with, like Kristen Sinema and Joe Manchin. Oh, no, we're a deliberative body. We can't get rid of the filibuster. Well, you know what? The filibuster is a Jim Crow legacy, and people should know who is responsible. And then when we get in back in power, we have to make sure that we also use it for things like raising the minimum wage and protecting voting rights and getting money out of politics.
There you go. Randy in Huntington Beach, we have about a minute and a half to the break here. Randy, you got a quick one?
It should work. Good morning, by the way. I think it's time for progressives to stand up and be heard. After all, our policies make sense and they make the United States a better place. Now, I have a concern, though. I'm sure I'm not the first progressive who's wondering how to create a pro-democracy, anti-GOP website and keep enough anonymity so I'm somewhat protected from people trying to dox me, throw eggs at my house, death threats, etc. Do I need to create an LLC or in order to promote democracy in the U.S., do I need to register my website in Europe where they have better privacy protections?
Good questions, and I'm sorry that you've been the target of death threats. So have I, and too many people across the country. And I think that you should look into all those options. I don't really have a recommendation to make, but I do think it's important that we continue to speak up, that we continue to make our voices heard, that we refuse to be silenced, that we refuse to allow dissent to become unpatriotic. That is the most patriotic thing we can do, is to voice our opinions in a democracy.
America was founded in dissent. I mean, how does that message get distorted by Miller and Trump and whatnot? Oh, and I was a minute off. I've got 45 seconds now.
I mean, I just think that we have to keep fighting back against that. And I think most people actually don't like, including the conservatives, by the way, Tom, like they don't like the suppression of speech. But all of a sudden, they're OK with it because it's coming from their cult leader. So we got to just keep fighting back and reminding people of what the Constitution says, what the rights of American people are, and the founding of this country, the founding values of this country.
And that includes a free press. How do we deal with this media consolidation?
You're so unfair to make me talk about that in 10 seconds. But
I'm sorry.
I mean, look, I think we have to bolster legitimate, fair journalism, protect the rights, and we may have to build a new ecosystem of journalists and journalism. You're at the forefront of that, Tom, but a new way to get real information out, because right now it is a real problem.
Yeah, well, we're live on every, so I mean, we're live right now, not only on, you know, 100 radio stations and Sirius XM and Free Speech TV, but also on Twitter or X now, on Facebook, on Substack Live, on, I don't know, there's a dozen, literally almost a dozen of these social media platforms that we're on right now. So we're trying.
I know you are, and it's awesome. It's why I make time to come on every month, because I love it.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Representative Pramila Jayapal is with us, Chair Emeritus of the Congressional Progressive Caucus, taking your calls for the hour. National Progressive Town Hall meeting. We'll be back after this break. Dr. Jonathan Greenberg is here with us today. He's one of the leading sleep doctors in our country, biomedical engineer, and he's the inventor of Zyppa, Z-Y-P-P-A-H, or Happy Z spelled backwards. So tell me, Doc, what actually causes people to snore?
You know, Tom, that's a great question, and thanks for having me. Snoring is all about the tongue. When you go to sleep, your muscles relax. Your tongue is one of the biggest, strongest muscles in the body. And so when you fall asleep, your tongue relaxes. And then, of course, when you're lying on your back, gravity is pushing the tongue backwards. Same thing with alcohol. Alcohol is a muscle relaxant. We all know that. So again, we drink alcohol, it gets worse. And then the last item that kind of really punctuates this is, I didn't snore when I was younger, but as I'm getting older, now I'm snoring, or my wife is snoring, my husband is snoring. And again, what happens when we get older? We lose muscle tone. So everything points to the fact that it's all about the tongue. We keep the tongue from falling back, and we win.
Amazing. So Zyppa, your invention, has a 91% success rate. Why is it that Zyppa is so much better at stopping snoring than pretty much anything else?
Since it's all about the tongue, what we created was is what I call a seatbelt for the tongue. It's a silicone strap that keeps the tongue from falling back. So just like a seatbelt, if you're behaving, no big deal. You don't even notice it's there. But if the tongue starts misbehaving, going to the back of the throat where it'll start to block the airway, cause snoring, that's when the tongue strap is going to be in its way. It won't be able to do it. And that's why we have that great success rate. Go to our website. It's zyppah.com, Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com, which is happy Z spelled backwards because it's happy sleep. And we're going to donate $10 to the Susan G. Komen Fund for the research.
That's marvelous. Dr. Greenberg, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Go to zyppah.com and use that code PINK today, or text PINK to 511-511.
Maggie Dawn.
At 420, I'll be joined by Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call. We discuss his lawsuit joining with numerous other attorneys general to restore SNAP funding and make sure Americans don't go hungry.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hayes.
Whether to allow ATV and UTV use on city streets and restrictions for electronic bikes were points of discussion at the Oshkosh Common Council meeting on Tuesday. The Transportation Committee failed to bring forward a recommendation on ATV-UTV usage. And without four council members advocating for it, the issue will go no further. Oshkosh Mayor Matt Mugerauer.
So at the moment, this won't be moving forward in the city of Oshkosh. That does not mean it won't come back in the future. Could be near future, could be a little bit longer. I suspect it will come back.
In the meantime, the city is looking into e-bike use on sidewalks and streets.
In exploring what other communities are doing, it's not an easy fix, but we do believe we need to do something as it relates to e-bikes being on the sidewalks. We also believe that it's important that we allow our bicycles to continue riding on the sidewalks.
That's Oshkosh Police Chief Dean Smith. City staff will now draft an ordinance prohibiting e-bikes on sidewalks, abutting building, and business entrances. That ordinance will come before the council at a later date. In other action Tuesday night, the council approved the almost $100 million capital improvement plan for 2025 through 35. That will be included in the city's budget, for which there is a public hearing on Tuesday, November 4th at 5 p.m. at City Hall. A week after the public hearing, on November 11th, the Common Council will vote on the city budget. See our story at WISS.FM for more details. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM. Know what's happening in your community, across Wisconsin, and around the nation on 96.5 and 98.3 WISS.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price for your Thursday afternoon. Look for a mix of clouds and sunshine, a light north breeze, with highs in the low to mid-50s. Overnight, mostly cloudy skies, mid and upper 30s. Halloween, partly sunny skies, lower 50s. Some rain in the afternoon. Currently 44 degrees.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Drivers, Austin Cindric here. As a NASCAR Cup Series driver of the number 2 Discount Tire Ford Mustang, there's a few rules of the road I like to tell my family and friends. Tire pressure is critical to safety, because underinflated tires are more likely to fail. Plus, properly inflated tires will give you better gas mileage. Make sure to check your tire pressure at least once a month or stop by a local tire retailer for an air check.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, time for a little recombobulating with Civic Media's political editor Dan Schaefer and the creator of the Recombobulation Area. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
For all of your support.
know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you could be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's stack, a list of every topic I've discussed, along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out. Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. Representative Pramila Jayapal with us for the hour, taking your calls. Jessica in Chicago, you're on the air with Representative Jayapal.
Hi, Tom. Hi, Representative Pramila Jayapal. Sorry. I'm very proud of both of you. You do such hard work. The Democratic Party needs to run Reagan's ad for 5 minutes, his speech on tariffs on the weekends during sports games. To educate our country. And would Ed Martin be part of that? And then I do have another question, too. But I think that would be huge to get that out there. And right now, there are 3,000 migrants missing that ICE can't, they say they have no idea where they are. And then I'm in Chicago. A Chicago suburb had ICE threw tear gas right before a children's Halloween parade. And so our governor, so proud of him, and I'm so proud you met with him, he is asking to let the children have their Halloween. So, yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Jessica. You know, I think that on the tariff thing, you saw that that's what Canada did. And then Trump, of course, crashed down on him and said he was not going to, you know, talk to them anymore because they dared to use Reagan in their ad. I do think it's a really good idea. I'll pass it on. I think the tariffs, you know, and the way that they are doing the tariffs can be a good policy, by the way. But it has to be paired with domestic investment that really helps to make the transition from manufacturing things overseas to manufacturing things here. That's not what he's doing at all. He's actually cutting a lot of the investments that we put into American manufacturing a number of the bills that we passed, including the Inflation Reduction Act. So that's on your first point. On your second one, it is just heartbreaking. Listen, I saw Governor Pritzker's letter asking Kristi Noem to please not have raids so the kids can enjoy Halloween. We were in a school that had been tear gassed a block away just a couple of days before we were there. And I'll tell you, we were all in tears listening to these educators, listening to these family members who are terrified. The schools are now going on what's called soft lockdown, where basically they lock down the school because they're afraid for their kids to come to school. And so they're calling off school. And part of that is there's like a 30 to 40% minimum drop in attendance because families don't want to come. They're pulling moms out of cars outside of a school, pulling the mother outside while she's waiting for her kid to come home. And both in public and in private, we heard a lot of people, including a very, very powerful 19-year-old who testified publicly. Some of them don't want to come out and testify publicly, but she did, Genesis O. And encourage you to listen to that shadow hearing clip. We're going to send it all over to Tom so he can play some of them. But she is 19 years old. Her mom was picked up, kidnapped, detained. She is now responsible for her younger sibling who has a disability. She has to figure out how to pay for and take care of the family. And it was just heartbreaking to listen to her testimony. And this is what we heard over and over again. Another guy in private who didn't want to come out publicly and testify because they're so afraid. He serves in the U.S. military. He was stationed abroad. He had to fly home on leave because his father was kidnapped. And by the time he got to the United States, his father was deported. And he said, I'm putting my life on the line for this country, and you're deporting my father? It was just heartbreaking. So I'm so proud that Pritzker, that Mayor Brandon Johnson, they're all standing up. But it is really, I mean, this is the ultimate of violence in our streets, the U.S. military being unleashed against U.S. citizens. And now there are a couple of National Guard in Illinois who have said they're not going to comply with the orders because this is not what they signed up to do either. And I think it's important that we recognize that these people are also being put into a terrible position. And maybe there'll start to be organized resistance from within the military forces against a president who's trying to use the military against U.S. citizens in contravention of the Constitution.
One can hope. Sean in Jackson, Michigan, you're on the air with Representative Jayapal.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. What's up?
So I have something to ask about that is not really getting talked about much, but I'm curious if there's no funny business that goes on with the elections in 2026 and Democrats get back into power, if there can be some oversight hearings on the allowance of Pegasus spyware now and also the entrenchment of flock cameras, and Ring is cooperating with ICE. So I think there needs to be some kind of oversight and regulation on these private corporations doing mass surveillance of Americans in this country, because it's making it easier for ICE to conduct its operations. It's making it easier for the government to overreach. And I'm just wondering if the Democrats have any concern about this at all, because it really doesn't get talked about very much.
Yeah, 100%, Sean. And listen, Flock, this is a really important point Sean's bringing up. Flock has been used right here in my home state of Washington to access private information from people in the driver's license bureau, right, in that system and in other systems, because this is a technology that is used by a lot of states where they can have a loophole to get around the fact that the state agencies are not cooperating. We have a law in Washington state, and our governor has been great about this. But what's happening is those agencies are using a technology, and that company is then cooperating with ICE and passing on the information. So absolutely, we're going to have hearings. And this is a really important issue for everyone to look into in your own state, and to make sure that even if you are in a Democratic state like mine that says, yeah, we're not going to cooperate with ICE, they are still getting that information, because the private corporations that have contracts with some of the agencies for the data management system, they are cooperating. And you can bet your bottom dollar we're gonna do oversight hearings and stop that. But we can stop it right now. The governors can also, and the state legislatures can do something about this.
Brian in Milford, Delaware, you're on the air with Representative Jayapal.
Hey, what's going on, Mr. Tom and Ms. Congresswoman? How you doing?
Good.
Yes, I wanted to talk to you guys about something that I don't know if you talked about it in time and then another show, that nobody's talking about in Democrat side or in mainstream media, because it's probably a little taboo. So I'm talking about the Venezuela attacks and stuff. Nobel Peace Prize winner Maria Machado, back in February, went on the podcast with Donald Trump Jr., basically advertising for a regime change in regards to, hey, come over here, you know, we got oil, forget Saudi Arabia, we'll privatize everything for the U.S. companies, like, we'll just let you just take over. And she's been very quiet about these boat strikes. And it's like, I'm just not saying, like, you know, villainize her, but just really, like, Democrats just really watch this kind of unholy alliance going on between the Trump regime. Like, there's something going on there. It's like, because everybody's like, why is Venezuela, like, this push?
To put, so is that your question, Brian? Crazy. What's going on with all this?
Well, let me just speak to the boat strikes, because that to me is a really, really dangerous situation, where Donald Trump is essentially declaring war and murdering people without any congressional approval, without any oversight, without any evidence that these boats are you know, worthy of an American strike. And we just had at the CPC, the Progressive Caucus has a meeting every Tuesday or every Wednesday, and we actually had a panel on the Venezuelan boat strikes, because this does amount to murder. It is unconstitutional. There's lots of evidence that is questionable, questioning Donald Trump's stated reasoning for why he's going after these, whether they really are drug smuggling boats or not. Nobody really knows. And in fact, some of the evidence is to the contrary. And so this is something, in fact, I have a statement on my desk to just approve on the danger of this, and we are trying to do, and there are some bipartisan efforts in the Senate around this, because I do think that there are some Republicans, at least in the Senate, that are concerned about this. Representative Omar has a resolution that I am on that also addresses this. And so we are paying a lot of attention to this, because the idea, once again, he's testing the limits, right? If he can declare war here on these boats and just say that they're drug smuggling boats and that's why we need to attack them, he can do it anywhere. And he is taking over command of where and when the United States goes to war with anybody, with no oversight, with no evidence, with no congressional authority. And this is a president who was supposed to, in his campaign pledges at least, another set of promises he's broken.
You're
but
listening
was supposed
to Tom
get out of war.
Visit TomHartmann.com for audio and video archives.
Almost 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls for Representative Giant Paul in just a moment.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
In the foreword to Tom Hartmann's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light, and because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartmann's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere.
What's one of your favorite memories?
Let's see. Well, there was this one time I went snorkeling in the Caribbean when I was a kid. It really just blew my mind. I mean, when you're sitting on the beach, it's so peaceful, and you sort of forget there's a whole other world under there, just full of all kinds of life. We saw the most beautiful corals. I remember thinking they were waving at us as they moved with the ocean. And then there were all these amazing fish. They kind of reminded me of tropical birds. They were so bright and colorful, just darting all over the place like birds in the sky. I'll never forget it. It completely changed the way I look at the ocean.
Most of us have a memory of being in nature we'll never forget. Let's protect the world's natural places so more memories can be made for generations to come. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Hey, Tom Hartmann here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Caral, Peru to modern Denmark,
and targets five areas of policy: national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
What if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, and even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for. You could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. And right now you can get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman to get that special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price plus free shipping and the top five collagen warnings. getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's. Welcome back, Representative Pramila Jayapal, taking your calls for the hour. And Patrick in Chicago, you're on the air with Representative Jayapal.
Hi, Representative. Thank you so much for doing this. I really appreciate it. My question is, when can we expect the Progressive Caucus to take over the Democratic Party? It's, as I understand it, it's all just a group, and there's no real laws preventing any of you from doing this. You just simply take over, you start a super PAC and ask people to donate to it, and that's how you raise funds, and then you just start acting as the leaders of the Democratic Party. I asked Mark Polkin this, and he said he didn't want to see Democrats infighting, but I didn't hear leadership endorse Mamdani at all, much less full-throatedly, and that's the kind of leadership that we need. So when can we expect the progressives to fight for this country, take over?
Got it, Patrick. Thank you.
Well, Patrick, go check out Congressional Progressive Caucus PAC. I am a co-chair of that along with Greg Kassar and Maxwell Frost. And we are raising specifically to be able to elect more bold progressives across the country. So contribute there. There is also an allied super PAC that you can contribute to for exactly this reason, because we need to fight back against all the big money that's coming in to try to buy races now, even in primaries. And so that's a really important strategy. We're also working, by the way, with state parties. Oregon, actually, Tom, is one place where we were hoping to get something done, where the state legislature, the state party, Democratic Party, can outlaw big money in primaries, or at least incentivize not spending in those primaries. So lots of things that we're trying to do so that we actually have the kind of power, the kind of backbone, the kind of spine that we need to continue to push the Democratic Party to be as strong as we need to be.
That's great news. Tom in Columbus, Ohio, you're on the air with Congresswoman Pramila Jayapal.
Yes, I think the Congresswoman is a little convoluted, but I just read that the FBI director, Kash Patel, took the FBI's private plane, had him flown into State College, PA, from D.C. to watch his girlfriend, a country singer, in a concert, after which they took it and they flew it to Nashville, where they spent the night, and then he got up and flew the plane, was down to Texas for what looks like personal business. Now, we're in a shutdown. We're cutting kids off of food. When is that man going to be made write a check to the U.S. Treasury for this expense?
Yeah, look, I haven't seen that report, but I have seen all the reports of corruption that this administration is using, that people in the cabinet, that Donald Trump himself, it's all about enriching themselves and their billionaire buddies. It's not that we don't have the money to pay for 42 million Americans to get basic food assistance. We just spent $40 billion bailing out Argentina. We're spending $5 trillion for tax breaks for the wealthiest. He's spending $300 million on his gilded ball room, which he says is the number one priority as people are going hungry. And the corruption is something that I just want to really highlight and say to people, we need to keep calling this out because they're fired all the inspector generals that are supposed to look into this. In fact, they just fired all of the people that are supposed to have oversight over what happens in the White House construction and remodeling. That's the people's house. And people are furious about this, but we need to have more people because the Republicans are refusing to hold them accountable. So if you've got a Republican senator, a Republican member of Congress, call them, tell them how outraged you are. If you're not in a Republican state or district, find five people that are and have them call because we need the country to explode in an uproar against Republicans in Congress who are refusing to hold this guy accountable for anything. They're just bowing down to the cult of the king.
Yeah, I think it's important to remember that Alexei Navalny nearly brought Vladimir Putin to his knees, and the 100% single issue was corruption.
That's
right.
It's
a big deal. Justine in West Hollywood, California, you're on the air with Representative Jayapal.
Hello. Hoping you guys are doing well. Thank you for having me. So my question is this. If you guys want somebody who's strong, why not get rid of Chuck Schumer? Because he is the weakest of weak. You need somebody who's tough and strong against these Trump-looking mega thieves. Sorry, I'm trying to control my temper.
Got it. But, I think we have the question, Justine.
Yeah,
thank you.
No, listen, we understand. And, you know, I wasn't quiet about how I felt when Senate Democrats led by Chuck Schumer, not all of them, a couple of them, caved in the earlier continuing resolution fight, and then just saw Republicans essentially pass rescissions package that went back on what they had just agreed to. It's totally outrageous. And so I'm glad that the Senate Democrats are holding strong this time around. And I think it's because there has been so much public outcry and a real threat in New York that people are not going to keep voting for Democrats who don't stand up and fight for the people. And so that's what I hope the Senate Democrats continue to do. And Chuck Schumer's been doing that this time around. Let's continue to push him to make sure that he continues that. But I feel like he learned a lesson in the spring, and hopefully we're going to continue to see real leadership with Senate Democrats standing up.
In our last 30 seconds, your thoughts on the coming weeks, how we should be responding, what we should be
doing? Well, I'm going to do the plug again for resistancelab.us. Sign up. You can be a part of the movement that learns how to fight back. I really think we need to continue to hold strong because for all the people who are saying, you know, any people out there who are saying, let's end the shutdown, you know, don't give up without getting anything in return. If we do that now, they will continue every single day to just ride roughshod over us, slash jobs, slash benefits. We have to stand up and show that we're not going to give in to the bully. And that's a lot of the work ahead. And then, of course, on immigration, please support your neighbors. Be a part of a rapid response patrol against ICE. Fight back against the fight back nonviolently against the violence that we're seeing from ICE and DHS.
ResistanceLab.us. Representative Jayapal, thanks so much for dropping by.
Thank you, Tom.
Great talking with you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
John, what are you doing? Get in my car.
So why are you walking to work?
Thanks, man. It's these insanely high gas prices. They're draining my bank account. I can't afford to drive anymore.
Dude, don't walk. Just do what I do, because I never pay full price for gas anymore. I use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Oh, wait. You're telling me you get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PROFIT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PROFIT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PROFIT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PROFIT.
This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. It is day 30 of the government shutdown. Lawmakers are not any closer to finding a fix. It comes as tens of millions of SNAP recipients won't get their monthly food assistance starting on Saturday.
To Speaker Mike Johnson, the solution is simple. All Senate Democrats have to do is get on board a funding bill the House passed over a month ago.
Then we will get back here, and then we will debate all these other extraneous issues.
Democrats say the extraneous issue affects 20 million people on the health insurance exchanges who benefited from COVID-era subsidies that are set to expire. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says premiums are skyrocketing.
And the American people will see so this weekend.
Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Furloughed workers, meantime, including air traffic controllers, are on the job without pay. Vice President J.D. Vance will hold a roundtable today with Republicans focusing on the impact of the shutdown on aviation and the industry. Hurricane Melissa on the move, this time targeting Bermuda later today. Damage in Jamaica and also Cuba and the Bahamas still being assessed. This is ABC News.